Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
We can't even remember what we're doing. It's been so
right,
long.
Right, yeah. It's been a while.
We're here.
Yeah, so get over it.
Yeah. And we're, okay, so it's been so, I mean, it's been like a year?
A year and a half.
Oh, it has not. Really?
Yeah, because we stopped in, I want to say August.
Okay.
Of last year, not this past
August. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well.
That whole getting a job thing really screwed up my social life.
So we're not obviously going to recap a year and a half.
Because that's nuts.
We're just thinking like top, a year and a half. Yeah, like top five things that have happened in the like last 6 months.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And mostly like what's happened probably in
mostly
the last
recently.
Month.
Yeah. So if you're really not caught up, this is not the best recap.
Yeah. But, I mean, that being said, I feel like on Facebook, on our on our page, like, a lot of people have been posting stuff. We're going back and forth. But
And that's been helpful, Facebookers. So
yeah, it's seriously, because sometimes I don't see it for, like, 2 or 3 weeks, and then I just, like, rip through a lot of them.
Right,
but
you miss a lot of details that way. And
yeah. So. I watch it before school a lot of the time in my classroom, so... I'm kind of paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
All right, first off, Mrs. Chancellor's dead.
Mrs. Chancellor's dead, yeah. Which
in
is...
In real life and in...
in Genoa World. City, yeah. Well, and I... When she actually passed away, a bunch of people asked me, it's like, oh, does that mean you're not going to podcast anymore? And I was like, oh, well, we haven't been podcasting for a while anyway, but it has nothing to do with Mrs. C.
Did they explain in the show how she died? It was like she was off...
She was on a trip, and she died suddenly of natural causes.
Uh-huh. It was just as if she'd planned it all out. That's kind of how they made it out.
Yeah, that, you know, but I don't think we'll ever get any specific, it's not ever going to be a storyline.
Honestly, I thought it was really cheesy, and I didn't like, did you see where it was real spooky, and the lights went out?
Yeah, and that was just like, that is...
I thought it was really lame.
Yeah, I didn't care for it. It was just kind of like, well, that... It seems kind of disrespectful and respectful at the same time, because it was a pure soap opera melodramatic moment, but at the same time, it's like, really?
Yeah.
That's how you, okay.
I really like the, they did like a departure from the show for, I think, a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe it was even.
It was more than one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, where they did the tribute.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool. I was glued to the screen on that one, like seeing people talk about her as a person.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of fun. Well, maybe not fun.
It was interesting.
Depressing.
It was a nice tribute.
Yeah.
To someone who, you know, really worked a long time.
Yeah.
And no one else can say that they've worked on a show that long, really.
Yeah.
And been successful at it. And
seriously.
Be able to work literally up until like a week or two before you die. That's
just crazy.
That's awesome. Good for her.
Yeah.
You know,
totally.
I wish.
Yeah. So, I think the only thing really that... There's no, like, fallout because of her dying or anything like that.
No.
Other than she left her everything to Devon, essentially.
To Devon. Yeah.
And then she left Jill...
The house, right?
Yeah, the house, and
or the other half of the house that she didn't own.
And then this, like, music box, and Jill's really pissed off because she doesn't have all... She didn't get all the wealth. But it's led her on this really lame...
Super lame.
Like, hunt... I don't know.
To find out more about her life?
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's
at this
so
point,
complicated and
out.
Well, and it's all tied up with her new husband. What's his name?
The Australian guy.
Yeah, the Australian guy.
Why is his name totally...
I want to say Christian, but that's not right. His actual
Kane's
name is Tristan something. Anyway, you guys know who we mean. Kane's real dad. Strong accent. He used to be in General Hospital.
I'll think about it in about 5 minutes.
Right. But he's all worked up about what's in the magic box, too. And
we don't know, like, if he's for real or scheming.
Oh, yeah.
But
what
frankly,
is
I just don't
him?
Even care.
I care a little bit because it has great possibilities. But
in what way?
Not that much. That part I'm not quite sure. I think... I mean, because she was so old.
And, Mrs. Chancellor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so her life covered so many huge events.
Okay.
And
so really it could be anything, is what you're saying?
Well, it could be anything. I keep flashing to...
like, long-lost sister is Amelia Earhart.
Well, that's a little too far back, I think. But that, you know, I keep flashing on that this Rachel person that they, whose name keeps popping up.
Yeah.
You know, was a collaborator with the French Resistance or something during World War II, so they might do some cool flashbacky World War II
stuff.
They
did do some of that.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. I missed that.
It was...
Damn it.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It was... it was kind of lame, actually. Okay. All right. I don't know. It was all right.
Yeah. Once again, there were potential for something interesting, and then it just fell flat.
Yeah,
so.
I think that was last week or the week before. Okay. I don't know.
I definitely missed that.
It wasn't very long either.
Okay.
And they're like postulating.
Right.
And so it was like Jill and Colin is what his name was.
Colin.
Jill and Colin were like, I don't know, reenacting these possible dramatic scenes of what happened. So.
Well, and I wonder how much of that is just, okay, let's see how the audience reacts to this.
Yeah.
Ooh, that didn't work. Let's try this.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling. Okay. Is that, I don't know, I'm just not. They have
stuff. They're not sure where it's going to go.
Yeah, and I just am not interested, so.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, at first she got kidnapped. Did you see how she got kidnapped?
Right, well, by him.
Yes, and I was like, ooh, you know, like, this could be going somewhere
this could,
cool.
Yeah, this could be going someplace cool. Although with Stockholm Syndrome and all
that. It was hilarious
kind of
because
stuff,
she got kidnapped, and, like, she woke up, like, tied to a bed in a mysterious location. And then
like,
we didn't see her
like, that's the first
for, like,
time that's
I know,
happened to
totally.
Jill.
I know. She was like,
ooh.
Yeah. But it, like, 9 days went by, and it was like, where is she?
Okay, that part was a little
I felt like it was
creepy.
Bad. Yeah, there wasn't good, like, I guess,
continuity.
Story timing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that no one noticed.
Yes.
And granted, she's
that
been kind
weird.
Of on and off.
Yeah, a lot of people were like, oh, she's been out of touch, but she's been traveling.
But yeah, right, so they just kind of write it off.
You'd think if you were that wealthy that you would have some sort of, like, game plan or, like, a regular check-in.
Right, yeah.
I would.
Oh, yeah, you already do, probably.
It's like, if I'm missing for this period of time,
mm-hmm.
All right, should we talk about Delia?
Yeah, let's talk about Delia.
Because that's really set pretty much
a lot
everything
of things
in motion.
Yeah.
So that was on Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she had been in the Halloween play at school.
Yes. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and like she was like
the witch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The princessy type witch.
Sure.
She wasn't so much of a witchy witch. It was a Glinda style witch.
Well, she was all in black. I don't know.
Yeah, but it wasn't
like
Wicked
girl,
Witch
of, yeah.
of the West witch. So
Anyway, I guess, like, in a nutshell, she and Billy were on the way home after the play. They stop at the Minute Mart in the middle of nowhere to get ice cream. He tells her, stay in the car. And I remember thinking, this seems like a bad idea because you don't leave a small child in the car alone. Especially,
not these
it's
days.
Like the wealthy plan, too. Like, she could get kidnapped.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, all
exactly.
sorts of things could go wrong.
Yeah.
And she's got the damn dog. And he goes in, he's getting ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, she stupidly opens the door.
The dog runs out,
and she chases the dog into the middle of the road. Mm-hmm. Adam comes driving by.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah. And he's
all
like bent
angry
out of
at
shape.
Something. Yeah, he just had a fight with Chelsea, maybe.
Somebody, Victor.
Name your antagonist.
And, then he sees the dog, swerves to not hit the dog, never saw Delia, you know, and he even gets out, looks around, like,
I know I hit something, but I can't see what I hit.
I don't even think he felt anything. It was like he swerved.
Why would he get out, then?
Because he wanted to see if he hit the dog,
I think.
But then he looked behind him, saw the dog with his tail wagging, running off, and was like, oh, okay, good,
never
I didn't
mind.
Hit the dog.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Day is saved, I'm out.
Yeah.
And then Billy comes out, can't find Delia, and then
finds
her.
Dog.
Yeah, or the dog. That's all I was thinking about the whole time. Where did the dog go?
Where did
go?
The dog go?
He needs
stupid
a home,
stupid-ass
too.
Dog.
And, anyway, yeah, she dies.
Yeah, so she's dead.
And I thought Chloe, like, really killed it.
Yeah, her revelation scene was horrifying to watch.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean... I don't know, especially, but as a mom, you know, that's my biggest fear.
Yeah.
Is that...
Yeah.
not so much that my daughter will get run over in the middle of the night by a villain in a small New England town or Wisconsin town. But yeah, but you know, I am. And, but the way, I think that the way that they handled it, and it was, you know, the death of a child, and it was,
Because I certainly wasn't expecting that.
No, that really, I thought it was going to be a hit by a car. Oh my gosh, she's in a coma. And she has all those medical problems anyway.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, but no.
You know, that could have been a thing, but no. So I just felt
like, the thing is that I guess I appreciated in the story is that they didn't like string it out. They like cut to the chase.
True.
And,
yeah.
And then it was like.
They didn't have the 14 days in the hospital.
No, exactly.
Let's donate her heart to
someone
else.
Yeah.
It wasn't a Colleen death, thank God.
No, exactly. But then, so Dilly dies. Chloe's, everybody's freaking out.
Oh, sure.
But then at the same time, Chelsea and Adam's son,
Connor,
mm-hmm. you know, has Adam's degenerative blinding disease, and they need an eye donation or corneas or something, and... You know, well, of course, Delia's match, naturally.
But that didn't seem right to me, just size-wise.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a baby.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, it's a baby who has baby-sized eyes.
Don't babies have pretty big eyes?
Well, they have big eyes, but they don't have these. I don't think that they have the same size eyes as a,
Delia was like,
yeah,
seven.
A six-year-old. That doesn't seem right. Anyway, okay, soap opera medicine.
Well, I also feel like, isn't there like a list? I guess no. I just had a friend donate a kidney like this week, so.
There you go.
Yeah, never mind. Okay, so
whatever. But no, there should have been.
Donate the eyes.
Yeah, there should have been more of a.
And then Adam figured it out. Like, he kind of put things together, you know, like, oh, she died. That's terrible. Oh, where'd she die? Oh, gee, I was there last night. Oh.
Oh.
You know, like, he kind of figured it, kind of put it together later, and then he found her scarf, like, or tatters of her scarf, like,
remnants
around the tailpipe, and he, like, a taillight had been broken out or something like that. And so he suddenly realized, but he knew if he came out, everybody would just vilify him even more.
Right, yeah.
But I don't think he did the right thing in covering it up, either.
Yeah, well, he was in a no-win situation.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just, there's no good outcome for him.
Yeah.
Because if he covers it up, he's an evil, amoral person.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, then he goes to jail for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Again.
Because
everybody hates him already.
Yeah. You killed a child.
And you did this
and
so
you
that
ran
you could,
away.
And somehow you knew that Delia was going to be a match, and so you deliberately ran her over. I'm sure someone would have said that.
Yeah. Oh, totally. You know. Terrible. Yeah. So, and that's kind of funny because Adam went from, like, being, like, super excited about my life with Jesse and my baby and blah, 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 and then, like, realized, and all of a sudden he became, like, really morose and bipolar about everything. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of who he is anyway.
Yeah.
But
that's a good description of him, though.
Yeah. So he's going around, like, hiding things, sort of, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. There were a lot of leads,
right? That
leads,
he was, yeah. That
know.
Were once again,
we all
the Genoa City Police Department did like no investigation, really.
I
like,
love how,
oh,
like,
they found this girl on the side of the road with the imprint of a car in the front of her.
God.
Oh well, she's dead. Let's just move on.
Well, they kept
there's
like
no investigation, really.
They just kept saying like they knew it was a black SUV. So I don't even remember, like, maybe a witness saw it or something. But and for a while, like, they even thought like Nikki. They investigated Nikki
because she's been known to
hit
people with her car.
Yeah, she got hit by a car a couple times.
Right? Yeah, just on one side of the driver's seat or the other.
I don't know. So whatever. So in the meantime, then Billy is Billy, and he's just, like, I don't know. He's such a whiner. And I'm not saying that if your kid dies, you don't have the right to whine. But it was, like, it was all about him.
Yeah,
the whole
it was
time.
Self-centered.
Yeah. And I think the fact that, like, they did a good job of talking about how Victoria was really, you know, in her grieving state.
Right.
But, and she's trying to, like, make him happy. I mean, she looked stressed out.
Yeah, yeah. She did
for a while.
Great.
She still looked stressed out.
Yeah, but at least then she had a direct cause that he
went to. Yeah. So in comes Kelly at some point. I can't remember. But, oh, because Victoria insisted that he go to a grief support group.
Oh, right.
And so that's where he meets Kelly.
Right.
Where I'm thrilled about that casting.
Oh, yeah. I've always liked her. She's, yeah. Well, always, meaning I saw her on Lost and really liked her on that.
I've seen her
in other things, too,
yeah.
though.
And yeah.
She's never been as much of a breakout as I always wanted her to be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I guess that's true.
So, and she plays crazy great.
Yeah, I feel like right now, because so here's my conundrum though. Mm-hmm. So did you see their like cheating moment?
I didn't.
Okay, they did not have sex. They didn't.
Part of me says, okay, that's not cheating. And then the other part of me
he cheated, right? But I feel like they rewrote everything.
Yeah.
So like he and Kelly are like, boo-hoo, you know.
I feel sad.
And it's cold, so we should go inside and, like, boo-hoo inside.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's, like, manipulative. You know, oh, Billy, I feel for you, mm-hmm. whatever.
Let me kiss away your pain.
Yeah, and so then they, like, make out, and it gets hot, and, like, her mm-hmm. shirt comes off. And I think he throws her down on the couch, and then he's like,
and
then
he stops himself.
Yes, and he's like, this is
and
not
getting
good.
No credit for stopping himself.
Yeah, well, and so then he leaves, and he goes home, and all of a sudden it's like a switch had flipped in him, and he's mm-hmm. like, Victoria, I'm so happy with our life, and blah, mm-hmm. blah,
yeah.
right? And everything seems okay, but then Kelly keeps, like, showing up, like, I'm so sorry we did that.
Right.
Please don't tell Victoria we got together, you know, and
yeah,
it's like,
she's
just go away.
Yeah. So she's the girl who goes on a date and after she gets dropped off changes her Facebook status to in a relationship
yeah.
with Billy.
She's total stalker.
Yeah.
But like I feel like no one is acknowledging that
of course
at this
not.
Point.
Yeah.
But she's psycho. I'm certain. But it's like as if they rewrote it because he, mm-hmm. you know, Victoria's been like, you had sex with another
right.
woman. And he's like, I'm sorry. He didn't, like, he never says, like, we kissed and it was wrong.
But that's all it was.
Yeah. So, yeah. Essentially, like, I feel like the story's changed a little bit. Because I remember mm-hmm. thinking, like, yeah, he was totally in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But he, like, they didn't go that far.
Right. Yeah.
But I feel like they're definitely trying to write, like, a divorce in.
Right. Yeah. That's been real clear. Especially in the last week or so.
Yeah.
Because she's been palling around.
Who?
Victoria.
Oh, with Stitch.
With Stitch.
Yeah. I support that one.
Where did Stitch come from?
So he is Dylan. Do you know Dylan?
Yeah, Dylan's Avery's ex-husband.
Yeah, who served in the military, you know, and had like
yeah.
really dramatic military flashbacky things.
Yeah.
And so Stitch was like his buddy and they're like the only two that survived some horrible attack.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And he got, I guess, like his new residency is at mm-hmm. Genoa City Hospital.
Right.
And I read some article, like interview with the actor, probably like in the fall. And he was like, at first they were just trying me out, but I'm so thrilled that like mm-hmm. I've been signed on
that
at least for semi-permanently.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and he's in the opening montage now too.
Yes. And so he's here to stay.
Yeah.
And in the beginning it was kind of like, who will his romantic interest
mm-hmm.
be? You know,
yeah.
I think they were kind of floating around with Ashley, but Ashley's not really
right.
on the show.
Yeah.
I don't know. There were several, but I think mm-hmm. Victoria is
the winner
where they're going.
So to speak.
Yeah. So,
okay, well.
Did you see where they kissed in the gym?
I did see where they kissed in the gym, and I was underwhelmed.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Like, you know, why is that okay for her but not for Billy?
Well, she was doing a, like, revenge kiss, right?
Yeah, still.
It's not okay, but, I mean.
Yeah, I mean.
It's not like
and I,
she really wanted. I don't think she really wanted
she,
to.
That wasn't her.
No.
Intent.
But it will be.
Oh, yeah. Soon enough.
So Stitch and Kelly have some sort of history, but we don't
right.
really know.
Yeah, it seems like they're an old breakup or,
yeah.
you know, something along those lines.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, but I feel like we know him as, like, this honorable guy
mm-hmm.
who's in the military. You know, he's helped Dylan out a lot when Dylan was crazy. And now he's, like, trying to console Victoria and...
But I get more of an evil vibe from him, that he is not this upstanding, he's not Chance.
He's yeah.
not Mr.
He's
Moral.
Got,
he's got kind of a,
past somewhere.
Yeah, he's done stuff.
Yeah.
And so he has
yeah.
a dark side, that he's been covering up for a while.
Yeah.
And now he's like, ooh, Victoria.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I don't think that he'll have any problems with breaking up or facilitating the breakup of...
I think he might have in the beginning, but then Billy was a total dick to him. Billy, like, because Victoria came home and she was like, oh, I kissed another man.
Right, yeah.
And Billy flies off the handle.
Of course, freaks out.
You know, and, but...
How is that helpful?
So, a lot of people are upset that they recast Billy.
Billy, yeah, I don't like the new Billy. And I know he's the old Billy.
Yeah, I don't like him, but I think that's, they're doing it for a reason. I think we're not supposed to like Billy right now, if that makes sense.
No, that does make sense, but it just, I don't care for the physicality of the actor. Mm-hmm. He just seems like this kind of pudgy douchebag. So.
Well, that's kind of how Billy started, and yeah. Then when Billy Miller took over the role,
right,
he sort
Miller
of changed
got, yeah,
it.
Yeah, changed him into this charming, yeah. You know,
yeah.
Ne'er-do-well, oh, you can't be mad at him for too long,
yeah,
he's
because
he's so cute. I could totally get mad at this
David
new guy.
Tom, David when Tom, when he tries like, to be charming,
it comes off as smart.
Yeah, it totally does not
like,
work.
You are not charming me at all
no.
there, buddy.
But that's, I mean, I feel like that's who Billy started out as when he was, like, in high school. He was the guy. You just never really liked him that
mm-hmm.
much.
Yeah.
I mean.
But you let him hang out because he was rich.
Yeah.
He paid for everything because he was
mean,
trying
he
to be your friend.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. And he was like always really pious. Billy mm-hmm. Miller kind of like morphed the role. So it's
yeah.
hard to kind of go backwards. But at the same time, I feel like if they want us to want the divorce and want
right.
those side hookups
yeah.
to happen.
Yeah. You're going to get it with this guy. Cause I don't
yeah.
want this guy to be with Victoria.
Totally.
I don't care if they break up.
Yeah.
Now. And
yeah.
I really, really liked, Victoria and Billy Miller.
Yeah, I did too.
You know, so.
Yeah. But I'm ready for a change, I guess.
Okay. They've been together for a while though.
Yeah, but it was never good.
I know. It was always up
She's
and down
always,
and back and forth.
Yes.
And
I mean, even
me,
like,
me. No, me.
Yeah. So I'm kind of over it anyway. Like, I guess this gives me a chance to
mm-hmm.
to just feel like, okay, you guys were never meant for each other.
Yeah.
You never really had happy times.
Well, they did, though. They just had this contentious, you
yeah.
know, they're the couple that you go out to dinner with and you're never sure if you're going to have a great time or it's going to be just awful and you can't wait to leave because they're fighting.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I liked how they got together, like, it was, you know,
mm-hmm.
when they got drunk in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
But not the same actor.
Right.
I just don't feel like
Yeah,
it's
that vibe
well.
Is totally different.
So.
So, yeah, I don't care if this Billy and Victoria break up.
Yeah, I'm good with it. And actually, I do feel like, because Billy just can't stay away from Kelly himself
yeah,
either.
Yeah, he can never.
Yeah.
No, I think that's going to be a
mm-hmm.
wonderful train wreck to watch.
Uh-huh, totally.
Because it can't possibly go well.
Yeah, and I feel like, because at first she wouldn't leave him alone, and he was mm-hmm. like, you gotta leave me alone.
Yeah.
And then he just couldn't, like, separate himself
mm-hmm.
either, and I mean, that's just where it's going.
Yeah. Well, and I wonder if there's going to be a custody dispute over Johnny.
Well, Victoria said earlier this week, there's no way she would
Give
keep
him,
from Billy. She was like, that would be too much. We'll just have to work out a schedule.
Right. Which means we're going to have a custody fight.
Really?
Well, I think eventually. And that, because then it can turn into, you know, Chelsea coming back and saying, well, I'm his birth mother. And shouldn't I get,
yeah.
you know, and I've proven that I'm a good mother because now I have
oh,
this
God.
Other boy, Connor, because
yeah.
I'm constantly pregnant. And
I didn't even think about
you
that.
You know, she's like,
well,
she's pregnant during delivery of her previous child
yeah,
or something. But so that
yeah.
could be an interesting
Okay,
triangle.
And we didn't even talk about Adam and Billy,
no.
I guess. So, okay, we talked about Billy cheating. So
mm-hmm.
as Billy's on a tear and hates everybody, he puts it together. I mean, I can't
Somehow.
Even remember. I mean,
yeah,
it was
whatever.
Like he figured out that Adam was the one.
Mm-hmm.
And
because he's the only one in town who has a black car.
Well, he like
something that
he just figured it out because it was like Adam was posting anonymously on these
mm-hmm.
like online forums about like maybe he's a killer. Really is very
he's
sad.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
You know,
and
the
then Billy was on those
room.
Same
yeah.
forums, like, you know, I think also anonymously. I don't know. It was like,
yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't hook up, frankly.
Right, exactly.
But anyway, Billy figured it out. Kidnapped Adam. And then, like, I don't know, flashed a gun around several mm-hmm. times and, like, yeah. made Adam drive around and, like... And, like, and there was probably a week where mm-hmm. he held Adam captive in the snow and, yeah. like, made, tell me more.
Right,
yeah. Tell me how you hit her. You know, and Adam was ready to die, I think, at that mm-hmm. point. Anyway, so they get in the car and they're driving swiftly through the Wisconsin mm-hmm. mountains or something. I don't know. Yeah. And the car crashes and the gun goes off and the car explodes. And,
and there's a tornado yeah. and an avalanche and Sharknado yeah. comes.
And so Billy made it out of the car, and then Paul, like, made it to the scene. I think Paul and Nick, maybe? I can't even remember.
I think,
who it was.
Yeah.
Paul made it to the scene before the car exploded, and he, like, looked in and he saw a body or a person in there mm-hmm. and, like, can I help you? Oh no, car's gonna explode. Boom!
Right.
And was like, there's no way somebody could have survived that.
Which is code for...
Right, like, so they never
yeah,
had the body.
Yeah, of course he is. Face job.
But so then here's the thing that is, like, there's no CSI work happening. The car is upside down. It explodes. They, you know, obviously, like, they're going to clear the wreckage and, mm-hmm. like, remove
Find
the body
remains.
Or whatever,
yeah.
right? And they're, like, they
nope,
never
it's all
address
gone.
That. Yeah, it's just, like as if, yep, it's just gone.
That and is a good explosion.
Chelsea now is like, he's not dead. He's not dead. Mm-hmm. I'm just
yeah.
certain. And then
I would feel it if he was alive.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something totally lame. And yeah. so now they have this witness. They just, and she got Victor, like, enlisted mm-hmm. him. Like, I don't think he's dead.
Yeah.
And they have this witness is like, yeah, I saw a guy run away.
Mm-hmm. On fire.
So if that's true, then who blew up in the car? Or are they just rewriting that too?
I think that they're just rewriting that too.
Okay. Anyway, so I read that Adam has been recast.
Right.
I don't know who.
Mm-hmm.
And
the
character
starts up.
The character, I believe, is going to be named Connor Boyd. You know, because he'll come up, you know, he was in a horrible accident.
Mm-hmm. And
he'll be
swathed in bandages.
Yeah, refigured as some other very attractive bandage.
Right, yeah.
And come back with another name, and nobody mm-hmm. will know it's him, but
right.
Chelsea.
Yeah, yeah, and Chelsea will recognize
She'll
him
remember
his birthmark on
touch.
His hand or something, yeah.
yeah. So he'll come back. I was upset when I heard that Adam got fired, because he's
well, yeah,
such
until,
a good... Yeah.
Until we heard the circumstances of why he got fired.
Yeah, so if you don't know, he was... I don't know, manhandling women on the set.
Yeah, yeah, he was grabby.
Boo-hoo. Which,
well, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah, and who knows how much of that was just the public excuse, or maybe he just got tired and he's like, you know what, let's have me go out in a blaze of glory.
Who knows?
Let's say I'm a sexual harasser. Okay, yeah, sure, why not? You know.
Yeah. Either way, I'm sad that he's gone. It
yeah.
doesn't, like, he's not coming back.
Right.
So he'll...
At least not with that face.
Yeah.
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 But would he come back named the same thing as his son? That's dumb.
Well, it's always got to be some stupid, like, you knew it was him,
right.
but they don't, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I don't know. It's like, if I were to get in a horrible car crash, I would change my first name to Deacon.
Right,
I don't
yeah.
know.
I'm Deacon Lindsay.
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Maybe I'll just call my Slingshot.
There you go. Forever. That's how
yeah.
I'll know.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's alive.
Yeah.
She wasn't killed by her class.
Maybe Slingshot will be my last name.
There you go. Deacon Slingshot.
I'll be like, yeah.
There you go.
Terrible. Anyway.
All right. Moving on.
Other recasted character. Okay, we talked about Billy. We talked about Adam.
Mm-hmm. What's her name? Hasn't Abby? Abby's been recast.
Oh, for a while.
For a while, yeah.
Ugh,
but
I do not
saying,
like this.
And
new
I don't
Abby.
Like this new Abby. I've always liked the old Abby. So
why did they do? I feel like I was off the. I don't even know what to say. Off the radar on that one. I didn't even realize that they'd recast her.
Well, we've been hearing on and off for years that she's. Leaving the show, she's coming back.
Yeah.
No, she, you know, she would take those long absences, and I think
yeah.
now
they
she just finally
it.
Just said,
yeah.
you know what, we're just going to recast you.
And I guess I feel like the current Abby is, she's just not as, like, spicy.
Yeah, she's very flat.
And
I don't care.
She looks super polished all the time, mm-hmm. but I feel like that she's trying really hard. Yeah, totally. I'm just not buying her. Yeah. Especially her romance with Tyler. Mm-hmm. It makes me want to barf. Like, and we don't know who this Mariah person is, other than it's like Tyler's ex.
Yeah, and Tyler is
Leslie's brother.
Cousin?
Brother.
Yeah.
Did you see that where like their dad?
Yeah.
So, okay, quick. Okay, Leslie and Tyler, brother and sister, their dad was in prison for, like, a long time for murdering mm-hmm. their mom. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, evidence came to light. He actually didn't murder her. He was wrongly imprisoned. Leslie got him out. Blah, blah. They all made up. He was really happy. He had a heart attack in Neil's condo, died, and then they grieved, and now they're in town forever.
Right, yeah. Good.
And well, I like Tyler a lot.
He's okay.
But I liked it better when he was poaching on Lily.
Yeah, I liked that. That was much more dramatic and interesting.
Yeah.
You know. Because I'm still kind of not on board with Kane and Lily
all these years later. I'm never going to be on board with them.
They're just so perky and perfect. And I love you, I love you.
Yeah, totally.
Put a fork in my eye. It's just... Yeah, gross.
And what's with Kane and Lily, like, adopting the athletic club? Like, yeah. Kane is, like, CEO of Chancellor, and he's also, a manager of a kitchen.
Yeah,
Come on.
Pick one. And Victor was courting him as well, saying, hey, don't you want to take over?
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's what he gave him, that position or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. And
again, just to go back to Kane's backstory... No education.
Yes.
Bartender from nowhere.
So it made a little bit more sense that he could...
a multinational... Yeah. Being the kitchen manager, yes. Sure. That makes sense. But...
Yeah. But all of a sudden being the head of a... Yeah.
Multinational corporation. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. Mm-mm.
But that being said, they kind of do it to everybody, I guess.
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
If that's all you need... You just really need to know people. And he knows people.
He does know people. That's right. And he knows how to wear a suit, so...
I guess. Yeah. I just don't...
I
want Kane and somebody else to get together. Although, I don't have anybody in mind. Let's bring Amber back. Can we bring Amber back?
Oh, Amber. Please? I miss Amber. Yeah.
Somebody needs to spice up the show.
Yeah. Well, Gloria had some good spicy moments this week, though.
She did. She did kind of flip out. But she hasn't been on the show hardly at all.
I know.
She'll be on for like two days, and then she's gone.
To whet the appetite, and probably any more would get old and stale. But, you know, just watching her with her martini mm-hmm. this past week, it was like, oh, Gloria.
Yeah.
I miss Gloria.
I know. I don't miss Jeffrey, though.
No, not at all.
I don't know where we're going. Let's talk about Sharon.
Let's talk about Sharon.
Okay. You don't know her secret.
I don't know
her secret. Let me recap for you.
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Well, okay.
We know that back in the day when Summer was born, which is only like 6 years ago, even though she's 20.
Summer, Phyllis's child.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because remember, Mary Jane kissed her with the peanuts, and she had the reaction.
Right, and then she was in
Switzerland,
yeah.
And she came back as,
much older.
Yeah.
Girl hormone treatment really saved her.
That hearty Swiss diet.
That's it. Fresh alpine air. Age you up five or 6 years.
Okay, so Summer is Phyllis Nick's daughter.
Yeah.
And then... I can't even...
Except it's actually Jackson.
No, that's the thing. So,
okay.
Nick had, in the beginning, sort of questioned... Mm-hmm. I think he hid a paternity test.
Right.
Or that he did a paternity test.
And it was, inconclusive or something.
Yes.
It
didn't... And then he never followed up. He just, mm-hmm. he was, laying claim, she's my daughter.
Yeah.
And he hid that secret for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And then he finally brought it out, probably in the summer or something. Like, we need to do another paternity test.
Mm-hmm.
I lied. I don't actually know if I'm your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And so they do the paternity test.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon, I can't remember, manipulates it to make it look like he's not the dad.
Oh.
To keep him from Phyllis.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so she can theoretically, sneak
him back.
And makes it out like Jack is the father.
Okay, that's... the part I missed.
Yeah. All right. So Phil or Summer is actually Nick's daughter.
Uh huh. But she thinks she's Jack's.
Yes. Everybody thinks that now. Jack thinks that. Phil is tweaked.
Because Jack will.
Oh yeah. As soon as he found out.
Not Phyllis tweaked it, but Sharon did.
Sharon, yeah. Okay. And so Phyllis figured it out at the at some gala. I don't know. Adam got the shot.
DNA gala. Something.
Yeah. Everybody comes.
The DNA ball. Their annual.
Why do they not have that?
Let's just do DNA testing.
Be like speed dating. Like, right. Oh, we're related. We're related.
Yeah, right. Let's put up a chart.
Okay, so Phyllis figured it out. And I remember watching this, but I don't remember much what happened. Anyway, she confronts Sharon about it. Phyllis falls down the stairs and goes... gets head trauma, and now she's in a coma.
Right.
With that secret herself.
Right.
You know, and they keep talking about Phyllis all the time, but we know she's off the show.
Right. So Michelle Stafford is done.
So they keep talking about Phyllis, but I don't know where that's going. Anyway, so Sharon, meanwhile, is extra crazy, you know, and is taking medication and going to therapy.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
And none of it's working. It just makes her more crazy.
Yeah, because she's keeping this secret. So... with Phyllis out of the picture, and I think she just kind of, like, let things lie. She stopped trying to manipulate things.
Right,
and, of course, then her and Nick start getting close.
Yeah.
And, but she's got this whole thing going on where she's like, I lied, and Nick is so upset that he's not Summer's father, and I should just tell him the truth so then everything can go back to normal.
But it won't, because then he'll hate me.
Yes. So, anyway, she was... seeing Cassie, like I think visions a little bit, and then worked on some therapy. Cassie went away, and then all of a sudden Cassie starts showing up a lot more, and it turns out
a lot more vividly because
she's like actually very there. Yes. and I read that Cassie was coming back on the show.
Yeah, we heard that a while ago.
How are they gonna do that?
Yeah,
so they did recently some backstory where a girl who looks very much like Cassie showed up in town.
Or as Cassie would have looked had she lived.
Yes, but like with black hair and like a alternative.
And an attitude.
Yeah, total attitude. Yeah. And Victor stopped her.
I bet she has a tattoo.
Oh, I bet she has more than one.
Racy.
Yeah, tramp stamp kind of tattoo.
Right. Dolphin.
No.
Jumping over a rainbow of unicorns.
No, I don't think that's a tattoo. Victor grabs her and he's like, you look so much like my granddaughter. Yeah. This is so weird. She's like, get off me, old man.
Right.
And he decides, somehow he sways her because he's Victor.
And he's got money.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I'm going to pay you an exorbitant amount of money if you pretend to be
my former daughter-in-law.
Yes, exactly. And so now I think the wannabe Cassie, I don't even know her real name.
I don't even know what her name is either.
Is starting to feel really bad about what she's doing.
Because she has a moral compass underneath all of that body ink.
Yeah, yes. And she knows, Phyllis admits to her that Phyllis also knows the secret. So she told Victor, and Victor's like, really? And so he's very interested in Phyllis's
deal.
Yeah. Maybe he'll kill Phyllis, and that's how they'll really get her off the show. Ooh. Oh, no, but he wants to know the secret.
Yeah, he wants to know. Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway.
He'll revive her then.
So, do you have a theory on how they'll keep Cassie on the show? Like, do you think she's related to Cassie? Do you think she's related to old Cassie?
Yeah, she's old Cassie's long-lost twin.
Okay.
I mean.
Sure.
Twin at birth.
Yeah.
You know, because Cassie was adopted to begin with. It's not like Cassie was somebody's birth child, right?
No, she was Sharon's birth child.
She's Sharon's birth child?
But she was given up to... Okay, let me... She gave... her to her best friend Grace back in the day because I think she thought Grace would be take better care of her, but then adopted her back, which was probably like 6 or 7.
Yeah,
and we all fell in love with her. So she was Sharon's child.
Okay, so she's Sharon's child. So she's got to be either an identical cousin or the twin that Sharon didn't know she had.
Okay, sure.
And Sharon is messed up enough that she could have twins and not know that she had twins.
Sure.
You know, she's not real great when she's had maternity, so, you know.
Oh, totally. Sure. Yeah, and we know the new Cassie has some sort of, like, she's in town for
a reason.
Yeah,
she's on a mission.
Sort of dark secret of her own.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Sharon and Nick did it this last week.
Yeah, so
they're
kind of
back together. Yeah, it took way too long. Like, they played, like, I mean, like, it was just like they were stretching it out.
Come on, Nick, get to the point. it was really drawn out, and it was just like, how many times have we seen this before?
Yeah.
I mean, how easy was it for those actors to just go, okay, we're going to do 1, 7, 12, 3, 3 again, and then we're done. Great. Yeah. All right. Go.
They were so, like, glowing and tan for living in Wisconsin in, like, February.
Yeah, I don't true. Know. Like, they don't have tanning booths. Wow. See? They needed to bring back Tanning Booth Girl. They used to live across the street or across the hall from Kevin.
Whatever happened to that girl? She's out.
She's gone. Too bad. She's too busy working to have a storyline.
Yeah. So I think,
the whole day after with Nick gushing and I'll be here for you and I want to be with you. And it's like, oh my God.
I kind of like it. No, I don't know why though. Because it is kind of annoying, but like I just somehow.
How many times can you get back together with the same person?
Well, they're soulmates.
I don't care.
In the show.
Yeah, no, I know. And, you know, it must be really easy for the actors
to just slide back
into those roles. Yeah.
I guess.
You know, if you want to take kind of a vacation at work. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. I'll get back together with Sharon.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Nick Sands? Okay, great. I can do those.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but, you know, in exchange, I want to be a little bit more crazy. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
I want to be. So, like, consistently, are you saying, like, in 10 years, Sharon will be even more crazy?
She will have gotten better for a long stretch of time, but yeah, I see this as a recurring thing. It's like years ago on One Life to Live, they had a character who had multiple personality disorder. Ooh. And about every 4 or 5 years, that character would have a mental break and then she would have other personalities. And it was, you know, clearly really fun for the actress because she got to play all these, you know, wacky people.
Yeah.
And then she'd get better. And, you know, 4 or 5 more years and part would get kind of stale, so they'd bring it out again. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of the same thing with Sharon.
Yeah, I guess so. I feel like her plight has always been that somebody's messing with her, though, and that's what makes her crazy.
True, yeah. She's not really crazy on her own as much as she's driven crazy.
I can't tell you how many times I feel like so many like people have messed with her to make her think she's seeing something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And at that point, I would be crazy because why do people do this to me
all the time?
Like, it doesn't happen to Abby.
Right. It would be a revenge crazy, though. It wouldn't be if I'm actually crazy.
Yeah, totally.
See, that would be interesting to watch Sharon turn into an evil villain and seek revenge on all the people who messed with her over the years.
Know, like, actually, because I was watching it earlier today, and Thor came in, and he's like, oh, I hate Sharon. She's so annoying. Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, I say that sometimes, but somehow I'm always in
always
her.
Always drawn back.
Yeah, I don't know. So at the moment, it's like I almost feel bad for her.
I do. I, you know, but it doesn't mean I want to see it again and again and again.
Yeah, well, then I wonder if they bring in a new Adam. Mm-hmm. What will Sharon's relationship with that
there you go. Yeah. Because he's her other soulmate.
Yes. I think so. Personally, I think Sharon should be with Adam and not Nick.
Right. No, I think so too.
But,
you know. Chelsea should just go away because I don't. Yeah. Never cared for her. No, that's not true. I liked her when she was a surfer chick.
Yeah.
But I didn't like her.
Oh, once she got polished. I hated Chelsea in every possible way. I've never liked her.
Okay.
We didn't talk about Chloe stealing Connor.
Oh, right, yeah. Speaking of people who went a little crazy, but she had a good reason.
Her crazy is way better.
Yeah, yeah. Because she doesn't do it very often. It's new for her, so it hasn't gotten stale.
So.
You know, but talk to me in 20 years when this is the 18th time that she's gone crazy, and, you know.
Okay, so they had a big gala.
The DNA gala.
It was Delia, it was a benefit for Delia.
Right.
Everybody in town was going. I thought.
And what? Okay. Yes, it's a benefit for Delia. But what's it benefiting? The Children's Hospital?
Something like that, yeah.
More lights on the streets.
I don't know. Something for children.
Okay.
whatever, so they don't die like she did.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. And it became this thing where they thought it would be good for Billy to get really involved.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
You know, because he was, like, overcome with grief and I don't know. So then Lily took it over and she acted like, you know, Bridezilla.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, what do you call it? Benefitzilla.
Yeah.
Where she was like, no, the glasses has to be need just to go like here, this. And I need powder blue, not baby blue.
Right.
And blah, 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 blah. And,
God, I hate Lily.
I know, I totally hate Lily. And everybody in town was going to go. And it was weird because half the town was, like, bemoaning Delia. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they were sad. And the other half was, like, having sex in every empty room
right,
possible.
Right, right, right.
Which... I thought, how inappropriate.
Yeah, that's not a great grief tactic. I wouldn't think.
And so there were a lot of weird hookups. Well, even not, like, a ton of weird hookups. But there was some hooking up happening at the benefit. They mm-hmm. didn't even, like, go home. Like, you know,
yeah.
Like, just cut out of here.
Right.
It was like Devon took his date in a sauna. Which is...
unhygienic, just to start out with.
Yeah. Didn't even lock the door. That was weird. Hillary, who, you know who Hillary is?
Hillary.
Hillary is kind of like a new, important sort of, I don't know what you would call her. She's not good. She's bad.
Is she bad then?
But more like a dragon lady kind of character.
Oh, okay.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
She uses her sex appeal,
ooh.
I guess, a lot of the time.
Yeah. Okay.
And she came in really bad. She's like, she harassed Kane and Lily and Neil and
mm-hmm.
because, I don't know, it was this really ridiculous storyline where they figured out that, this is so lame, I don't even want to say it. But like, Hillary's mom was a total lush.
Yeah.
And she and Neil, back in Neil's drinking days, got wasted in some hotel together. They met mm-hmm. at a bar. They did not hook up by any means. It was a lush,
it was just a drinking
friendship.
Okay.
They got
drinking buddies.
Like, ridiculously hammered.
Mm-hmm.
They both passed out. Neil woke up the next day with a horrible hangover, realized she's still in bed, and felt bad and left the hotel room.
Yeah.
It turned out she didn't ever woke up.
Ooh.
Right? She died. And so Hillary figured
blames
out
Neil.
Yeah.
Parker.
But this was years ago. I'm talking years ago.
Yeah.
And so it's had like this horrible, heinous, you know, vengeance
mm-hmm.
out for the Winters family since
yeah.
then. And decided to act on it by making a blog about how much Lily sucks.
Well, I contribute to that.
I know, right?
Like, and the bad part of this is what again?
And Lily's like, why do so many people read this blog? anyway, so that's why Hillary's in town. But at first, like, no one knew
who the connection was.
Yeah, they didn't realize
yeah.
Hillary was also the mean blogger.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary had slid into, like, maybe, I think she was, like, Victor's right-hand
mm-hmm.
woman
assistant
for a while.
Yeah.
And then she worked for... Oh, then she worked for Kane and
mm-hmm.
and like set up a lot of like, oops, you spilled all over my shirt.
Oh no,
I
better
take
it off.
And then like somebody would take a photo.
Right.
Over.
Yeah.
It was really dumb. Anyway, it all came to light. Hillary has supposedly apologized and meant it, and,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, I don't buy it
mm-hmm.
because you can't get over that kind of stuff that easy.
No, not that easy.
She was very bad. She was very
yeah.
mean. But, I mean, she, like, flirts with Neil. She flirts with Jack. She's Jack's assistant now.
Mm-hmm.
And she kissed Jack.
Oh, everyone kisses Jack.
Yeah, right.
Amazing.
I know. He totally loved it.
Oh, of course he does. Cause he's
she's close. Flirting with Devon.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler. I mean, like, all over town. It's
okay.
Like, if he's a man,
she
wants
to
tongue
him
in his mouth.
Okay.
So, but it's not because she likes him. It's, like, because she's always trying to, you know.
Manipulate.
Yeah.
Him.
So, where were they going?
We were at the benefit.
I don't know.
People
so she kissed
sex.
Jack.
Yeah.
And then Jack, you
immediately
know,
proposed to her.
No. And he was like, ooh, hello. Oh, wait, I love Phyllis. And then he, like, felt bad and left. And so she then walked in on Devon and
mm-hmm.
his date in the
mm-hmm.
sauna. But we all know she actually really likes Devon.
Yeah.
And he kind of likes her back, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they argue a little bit, so you know
oh,
they're
so
going
you know
like to
hook
thing.
Up.
Yeah.
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 Predictable.
But I do like, okay, I totally like Lily in the instances where she and Hillary have catfights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because they're pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. There's some good sparky energy
yeah.
between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll hook up.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Okay, so the benefit. What was the point of the benefit? What were we talking about?
We were talking about Sharon being crazy.
No, Delia. Not Delia. What's her name? Chloe.
Chloe.
Right. Okay, so the benefit's happening, right?
Kidnapping Connor.
Yeah. Right. So, and everybody's there, and everybody's upset, and everybody keeps coming up to Chloe, like, I'm so sorry, but finally Chloe's like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
She, like, snaps leaves. Yeah, and I feel like everybody was just pushy, like, what can I do for you? Can I help you?
Right.
Especially Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
She knows, Chelsea comes to the benefit, and they were kind of rubbing each other the wrong way because, well, Chelsea's husband killed Chloe's daughter. Yeah.
But they have been best friends.
Oh, totally. So, but I think that's why it hurt even more.
Right, yeah.
So Chloe leaves, goes over to Chelsea's place where Chelsea's mom is watching Connor, says, oh my gosh, I'm the new babysitter, go home.
Yeah.
And then immediately steals Chelsea's clothes and passport and kid, gets on a flight to France.
Yeah, because no one checks passports anymore or
really? I was thinking pictures. They do kind of look alike. No?
No.
Okay. You know.
Okay, but they got soap opera. They went through. Yes. All right, fine.
But it was funny. Did you see where she's on the flight?
No.
Oh, and she's in first class, clearly.
Of course.
And there's only one other person in first class directly next to her, and it's this woman. And she's like, what's your baby's name? How old is he? And then she just, like, wouldn't shut up. And it was like that person on the plane who just wants to talk your ear off.
Yeah, I took a flight recently and had that person sitting next to me. It was awesome.
It was, like, really funny, though, because Chelsea's already stressed out. She knows she's doing something wrong. But,
Chloe.
You know, or Chloe, yeah. And
it's not that good at disguise.
No. So she ends up in France.
Okay.
And I guess Chelsea and Adam had bought this house and they were getting it renovated.
Oh, nice. How convenient.
Yeah, and Chloe shows up to the house because she's going to take over Chelsea's French life, apparently. They're going to live there. And they have working on it. I mean, we've got, no walls and drywall dust everywhere.
It's
and
a year in Provence.
Yeah, and not probably the best place for a baby. And the workman is like, I don't think you should stay here. This isn't asbestos. Yeah. And she's like, no, we'll be fine. I'll just throw a sheet over it. And the guy's like, okay. And she leaves, and that's like where she's gonna start her new life.
Okay, that's one of the worst plans ever.
No, I was like, can't you just check into a hotel?
Well, or go anywhere else.
I guess that too.
I mean, you know, if you're kidnapping, you don't take over the mother's life.
I think in her head I don't know what the plan was.
Yeah, it was a bad plan.
Okay, so Chelsea figured it out pretty quick though,
because the workman called and said, okay, so there's you this think, lady yeah, here
seriously. And Victor came to her and you know, he did his Victor thing, because I think, you know, for as evil as he is, it's like
he has his moments of understanding.
And she didn't really want his help, but they took his jet, and they were there in, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And confronted her. And they brought Kevin along, I think, too.
Mm-hmm. Calm her down.
Or maybe Kevin made it there on his own. I don't know. Kevin was there.
Yeah.
Talked her down. It's not like she was going to, like, throw the baby off the balcony.
Yeah. It was just, she had a breakdown, and
she said some pretty terribly honest things.
Good.
Chelsea, you're a terrible mother.
Right, yeah. If you weren't, I wouldn't have been able to kidnap your baby quite so easily.
Yeah, I don't know. Things like that. Anyway, she handed it over, and now she's facing
jail time.
Kidnapping charges for, I don't know, international kidnapping? Yeah. That's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Take a child across state lines. That's bad enough.
Taking them across.
Let alone to take them across. I think the penalties go up the further you go.
To space.
So don't kidnap children to the space station, people. And Kevin figured out that if he married Chloe again, then she wouldn't have to go to jail, and worked out some kind of a deal.
I guess.
Which is just, again, just so dumb.
I am continually sick of Kevin.
Oh, yeah. Kevin just needs to go away.
You know, the thing that gets me, too, though, is, you know, I understand that Billy is supposed to be really self-absorbed, mm-hmm. but you'd think that he and Chloe would have a little bit more connection right now.
Right, yeah.
And he has no clue what's going on.
Yeah, that didn't ring true. It mm-hmm. seemed like there should have been at least a couple of scenes of the two of them grieving together.
I mean, yeah, there was a little
because they were good parents together.
Yeah, but there wasn't much else, especially yeah. now that, you know, she went a little nuts and mm-hmm. he went a little nuts.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Yeah. The other thing is that Kevin is hellbent on her not going to Fairview, which is right. the mental hospital where everyone goes.
Yeah.
And I think maybe she probably could
she
use
would
some
have
time
benefited
there.
From that. Yeah, and I think wasn't it Gloria at the wedding reception who was saying, you know, look.
Yeah.
Let's talk reality here. Chloe needs help. Chloe mm-hmm. needs professional
and Kevin is the last person
help.
To do that.
You can't just take her home and say,
yeah.
I can take care of you.
Yeah.
That's, you know, this is not a chicken soup remedy. This is a, you know, intensive therapy situation.
I could totally see Kevin doing that. Like
totally.
Coming home from the store, like, I got you chicken soup for the
and
dead child's soul.
Right. Well, and aren't we all thankful, though, that Tracy hasn't shown up?
No, she did.
Oh, was she at the benefit?
She came, not to the benefit, but it was pretty
today.
Soon after Dilly. It was around Christmas.
Yeah,
and
okay.
It was a surprise, you know, she made
yeah,
her,
right.
you know, her annual visit.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty funny because she kept saying, when my daughter died.
God.
You know, and as the family, they're trying to get Billy to, like,
right,
come to
yeah,
Christmas.
Right,
and I don't know, it was pretty good. Yeah, she did make her appearance. And Ashley showed up for mm-hmm. the same visit, too.
Yeah.
So I don't
I do
know.
Miss Ashley. I wish she.
I do when I don't.
Would come back.
But I do feel like the strong female character. There's a lot of characters that were anchors
mm-hmm.
that are no longer on the show
yeah.
all of a sudden. And
yeah.
There's something
no one's
is
filling
missing.
The void.
Yeah.
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 And I think they're trying to make Nikki into the new Mrs. C.
Yeah, I could see that.
And it's not working for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but no.
And if we didn't cover it, Dylan is Nikki's long-lost son from her cult days.
Right, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And he and Nick are bonding.
And yeah,
they're
getting,
buds,
they're
bros.
Yeah, they're kind of having a little, well, okay, I guess you don't totally suck.
I feel like there's going to be some serious bromancing happening
oh, yeah.
there.
Well, and then they'll have to break up. Over a woman?
Well, they already, that's how it started, was that Nick was engaged to Avery.
Right.
And Dylan had some sort of PTSD moment.
Yeah.
Where I think he thought choppers were after
mm-hmm.
him. And
sure.
She went to his aid rather than mm-hmm. going to her wedding.
Yeah.
Realized.
Oops.
Yeah, she, her heart was in
soulmate.
Another place.
Soulmate.
And so.
I kind of like them together as a couple, though.
Avery
and Dylan.
Yeah.
So, does she, in real life, cook? Does she have some kind of a cooking
oh, I don't know.
Show or thing? Because they keep showing her cooking.
Yeah, they're always talking about
there
what
was,
an amazing cook she
yeah,
is.
Yeah, what an amazing... And I get the feeling that she is an actual cook.
Oh, I don't know.
Huh.
I just thought that was like her... Research. That's her way of hooking a man. Is that she's, you know...
No, I think...
Through
I,
his stomach.
Yeah, I think for Avery, yeah, absolutely.
But you think the real
but
person...
I think the real person... The actress is has got a cooking show or is plugging something
oh.
or I don't know.
I feel like they yeah they
maybe
definitely
not.
Talk about her being a cook, but that's like part of her character.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever.
I got. I mean, I remember thinking like when they were planning her wedding with Nick that she, in my head, I was joking that she would make this amazing like 19-tier cake
right.
and
cake fight. Cake fight.
I don't
fight.
Know. There's a lot.
Yeah.
You know, of course they didn't, but yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know.
I'll have to check it.
In all my hours on the internet, I'll look that up for
yeah.
you.
Yeah, would you please?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, should we wrap it up with
yeah.
talking about Victoria's oh. hair? Because that seems to be the...
yeah, everybody wants to talk about Victoria's bangs.
Victoria has bangs.
I don't know what to say about it, but I just don't like it.
I just think... As someone who has been growing her hair out for 3 years,
yeah.
the idea of getting bangs
yeah.
and then having to wait another 3 years for them to grow out is just painful.
Yeah.
And they don't add much to her look. I don't know what she was going for, but it's not...
She looks drab. And I understand that her character is supposed to probably be feeling pretty drab right now.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let it slide. That being said, I don't know.
It just kind of reminds me of in, I think it's Legally Blonde 2, and one of the girls is calling the main character and getting the updates and, oh, how's your life? And how do you like being a lawyer? And, oh, that's so great. You're on this big case and blah, 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 blah. And guess what my big news is? I got bangs.
Yeah.
Like, that's Victoria.
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
Well, and it happened. This is stupid, but I think about how it happened after Delia's death.
That was her
and you
big moment of,
you don't
I'm going
to
change.
You don't go to the hairdresser and say, I need a fresh
bangs.
Look after a child
One
has died, right?
Well, actually, no. I think that there is that cathartic haircutting situation.
I don't know. They didn't unveil it that way. Like,
no,
I'm going to feel
they
better. Check out my bangs.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. It could have been.
You know? Usually it's a time of boredom or, like, you're unsatisfied, right? So you change
No, I think
that.
It's a trans... I'm ending one period of my life and now I'm starting another one. So
my
I'm,
bangs.
So I'm going to
This makes
my
women
bangs.
Sound so superficial.
Yeah. I'm not saying anyone that I know has ever done that.
No,
but...
I'm growing out my hair right now so that when I turn 40, I can chop it all off in one of those moments.
Nice.
I'm
Good
planning
for you.
That whole thing.
Yeah,
so
well,
women really are that superficial.
Yeah. I'm counting down the days until I can finally cut mine off for Lux of Love. In
there
June.
You go.
June 10th is probably going to be the day.
June 10th? Is that...
It's my daughter's graduation day,
oh, okay.
And she asked... us to wait because she's cutting hers as well.
Yeah.
She has to wait until after graduation.
So there you go. It's like, okay. So that's not superficial though.
No.
That's not like, I'm turning 40.
No, it's not.
Sassy hair.
Yeah. No, it's not that at all. I have depth.
Yeah, you do. I'm trying to think of any other outfits or hairstyles that have bothered me or.
Jill, speaking of people who need a haircut. Hers has just got no shape and no style at all.
I would agree.
Don't like it.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, we should podcast again.
Sometime.
Sooner than later.
Yeah. Well, spring break is coming, so.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can continue to go to our Facebook page, which is really where we do all the work. Just search the Young and the Restless recap, right?
Yeah.
And...
we'll really try and make the space between podcasts
we'll
a little bit less.
Next time.
Right, bye-bye.